Welcome to episode 430 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and George. You may think it's a bit early, but if you want to travel during the holidays, the time to start thinking about it is now. One of our favorite places to visit during this special time of year is Walt Disney World. Right after Halloween, like literally one day, it's decked out for Halloween, and the next day, it's all Christmas, and it magically arrives overnight. You can start getting into the holiday spirit, and don't forget New Year's Eve. Sandy and Lindsay experienced these recently, and are here to make sure you know all the magical things to do for this special time of year. So let's get started. So, do you want to break this down by park, or you just want to go kind of an overall thing?
I mean, I think we could mention the other parks and then get to the best one, Epcot.
The only
in my
one.
Opinion.
Okay, run away with it, Sandy.
There are some decorations in the rest of the parks too, and
yeah,
some holiday. Like there was the what was the little penguin things in Animal Kingdom. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the Merry Menagerie puppets. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, obviously, Magic Kingdom has the Very Merry Christmas Party, so that's a separate ticketed event. But they make it snow on Main Street, and you get free cookies and cocoa, and they have special fireworks and a cute little parade with marching soldiers and some special
live
shows.
Music.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that.
Hot apple cider.
Yeah. Gosh, it's been a long time since I've been to that one. I literally like. For me, it's just all Epcot, but yeah.
I really like Magic Kingdom at Christmas time. I like seeing all the lights, and I usually try and time it so that I'm there for the transition because it is like magic. No matter how many times you experience it, it's just, it's mind-boggling how they do what they do just overnight the way that,
yeah,
it's done.
Yeah, it's like you walk into Magic Kingdom and there's jack-o'-lanterns all over the place, like every building, there's all lining the roofs, and then November 1st, it's Christmas.
This comes up a lot, but it's just such a every single time. It's fascinating to witness that change and how much dedication and coordination and manpower it takes to dress her up. For a new holiday. So
I can't even imagine how many people work that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them doing stuff like one time when I was going to one of the races and I was getting on the bus at like 3 a.m. This wasn't Christmas time, but they were like switching over some flowers and changing the like plants and stuff. And I was like, oh, look, they do that in the middle of the night too. So yeah, it's cool. And they also have like the stop or the, what was it when they speed up the videos, the time-lapse videos? You can find some of those of them changing it over, and it's really cool. It's really neat. So
did you get to experience any of the Christmas booths around the world this year? Did they have them?
I did, yeah.
A little earlier than I was. I was there more for New Year's.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to do more, and I ended up not being as hungry as I was only there for one day. I had I had a special circumstance where I only went for one day, which is not enough time to do a lot of stuff in Epcot. But there was like, I think I want to say there were like maybe 10 booths, the extra booths. They had an extra one in Germany and
the food booths. Yeah, but did they have like Père Noël and
yeah,
all the things they would have about before.
Yeah, and then like in Mexico, the mariachi band had a special show where they talked about their Christmas traditions and stuff. So there's something like that in every country, you know, something that's unique to that country. Père Noël is France, right?
Yeah, and the candlelight processionals. I haven't done it since last time I did it was with Neil Patrick Harris was the narrator, but it's been a long time. So
yeah, the one I got was Isabella Rossellini, which was cool. And then when all those kids like walked in to form that Christmas tree, you know, like the, for the choir, that just, you know, I loved that. It was really cool. But then I couldn't sit there the whole time. It was too hot. So I had to get up and walk out. But yeah. But yeah, so it was really cool. And Hollywood Studios, I mean, I guess we really shouldn't overlook any of the parks because they do really awesome decorations at all of them. And Hollywood Studios has this really cool, like, Hollywood flair. You know, it's like tinsel and the dinosaur in the middle of the pond has, like, an ornament hanging out of his mouth. And, you know, so that one's really neat, too.
Like the little Kewpie dolls, and I've always loved the decor in there. And if I could decorate my house, and if you're walking and you'll see the garland and you see the bulbs on the sides of the awning of the buildings, they're all that antique vintage style.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat.
Yeah. Apparently there was a special finale in the Frozen sing along. But I didn't get to do that one either. Should definitely take a few days.
They use some of the same decorations year after year after year, but they're always in a different place.
Yeah. They move stuff around. I know. That's like whenever they used to have the lights at Hollywood Studios, the Osborne lights, they had this like snowman that they put somewhere new every year. And there was like a cat that you had to look black for. Yeah.
Or purple. Actually, it was purple cat, but it was, yeah, that was so, I miss the Osborne lights. I still miss the, what was the light display that where it was as you walked into Epcot, and it was just.
Oh, the arch when you're walking into the World Showcase. Yeah.
I forget what it was called, but it was so beautiful. And I guess it was just the technology was so old. It was so hard to upkeep. They got rid of that, but it was just gorgeous. Like, I still can't believe that as resourceful as Disney is, they couldn't find a way to modernize that.
Well, you know what I love though, is what they've done with the, Spaceship Earth ball, you know, and I hope they keep
that's amazing
because they can make it like a Christmas show and stuff like that. So,
well, what's really also neat is that not only do they have all the lights, but they've also got, you know, the hot chocolates and the special treats that they bring out just for the holidays. Mm-hmm. That you know, exactly. The Yule logs and things like that you can just, you know, munch on.
Yeah.
So that was called the Lights of Winter Holiday Archway.
Okay. Thank you.
And actually it says it was retired, and this is the articles from 2009.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's been that long already.
Yeah, I can.
Yesterday. I can't get over it. We just really hang on to things in the Disney community.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember back when? Yeah.
Back in the day. And then it was 20 years ago. So I don't know if you guys have, if I'm the only one who's been there at New Year's Eve. Have you?
Yeah, I've never been there at New Year's Eve.
Nope.
This is the second year I've done it. And I have to say, it's amazing. And I might be a little bit biased because I have a friend who was working very hard. She's part of the set design for the China Pavilion, which is where the dragon breathes fire and the fireworks go off. And they have DJs in multiple countries all throughout the World Showcase. And it's just a really fantastic thing. And last year I just happened to be there that day and wasn't expecting any of that. I knew there were going to be fireworks. It's not something they really advertise quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Is this a specially ticketed event?
No, it's not. And it's not as broadcast as the other holiday celebrations. And I think that's what made it a little more magical for me, because when you go often the way that we are blessed to do, it's very hard to have that surprise. That's, you know, that mm-hmm. accidental wonder that we bring to our guests, our families that we send, and they're able to experience that time. But when you go often, it's very hard to capture that. And I will just never forget wandering around the corner in the UK pavilion and realizing that they had dueling silent disco DJs doing silent disco. It was so cool. And then the headphones lit up like blue or red. Yeah. And people were just dancing and doing the conga line. And there were just people partying all over and they play the most incredible music. They play like hits from all of the eras, the popular music. They were playing Queen. They were playing, I think the most shocking thing I heard blaring all over Epcot was Cherry Bomb. But it was really neat. And they bring out special booze booths. So here's my one little pro tip. If you're hungry, eat earlier in the night, because after midnight, all that's really open is alcohol.
How late do they stay open?
At 2 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy. Wow. Yeah. A lot of fun and a lot of unexpected fun. And it's a great way to have a nice, safe New Year's Eve. You can go from country to country. Now, they're not all countries have entertainment this year. I think they did add a little bit in Japan compared to last year. There was a DJ over there. There's a usually very popular DJs that young people would know who they are. World famous. I don't know who they were, but they were really good. And there's one in China and one in Italy and in Japan. And then there was the dueling silent disco over in the UK. But it was wonderful. And then the music playing throughout the showcase. So
this is one night only, right?
One night only. And they did Harmonious, mm-hmm. but then they also do this incredible New Year's Eve countdown. It starts with as the country is celebrated.
Uh-huh. And that's I was going to ask if they did that.
It was so cool. It's got to be hands down of all the fireworks displays that you can see at Disney. This is my favorite.
So do they do Japan like at, you know, daytime?
No, they kind of truncate it for the show, where they do it in like a little bit of, and they talk about at such and such time, this country and this country and this country celebrated, and then they do it kind of in order for the, and then the big finale is so bright, like it lights, it's like it's daylight in the middle of the night. So
I remember when Y2K was a thing and people were worried about it. But I remember hearing about people who had booked, like, they had booked Disney World, like, years in advance, which you can't do that now. But they had booked, like, you know, New Year's Eve, 1999, because they knew they wanted to be in Epcot. So, Lindsay, do you know if any of the other parks do a New Year's Eve thing? I imagine they do something. You're on mute.
Sorry, I had a disruptive bulldog. I really don't know if they do. I couldn't imagine that it would be as big as what Epcot can do, just because of the space, and they can have the loud fireworks and they can have the bright. Animal Kingdom can't do that. I'm sure there's probably something that's done elsewhere, and I'm sure maybe something special at Magic Kingdom that'd be good to investigate. But I think as long as I'm there and it's new, if I'm there and it's New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in Epcot.
I wonder. I bet you Hollywood Studios could do something cool.
Probably they might. But I like I'll say, I couldn't find anything online. And this year I was looking, mm-hmm. because of last year I was looking, and there really isn't. There'll be a little blurb about it, but they're not going into detail. They kind of hold it a little close to their vest. And so last year when the dragon breathes fire, I was like, what? This just really happened. They constructed this amazing big dragon above the pavilion in China, and they had the DJ up there, and it just was incredible. And then this year they upgraded the technology, and that's what my friend had been working on. And it was quite the busy area. It was definitely the most popular spot to be in, and it was a lot of fun. They had special cocktails at, I think they're there kind of all this season for the holidays, though. They had special cocktails over at La Cava, and a couple of the other places had special beverages. And
did you feel like it was more crowded, or like a busy festival night, or give us an idea of the crowd?
You know, I actually don't. I think there were more people there this year than last year, for sure. However, I still don't feel, if you were in one of those pockets of area, it's like if you were trying to get into like where the DJ was in China. Yes, it was pretty. In fact, I think I'll send one of my pictures of that for this. But it was not, you could stand back a little bit. Epcot's so spread out.
Yeah, it's huge.
This is the perfect place to have an event like this. And if you're tired of the song or if you don't like the song, it's like changing your station in the car radio. You just walk a little ways over and there's a new song.
Go to the next country, yeah.
or wander around. It was just a great, had a really nice feel to it too, because a lot of the people who were there to enjoy the music and dance and celebrate the new year. So it was a different vibe than the parties, than I think like the when you're in Disney and everybody's got that agenda of like, we got to get here. And everybody's trying to get on the same ride. And this was a little bit different because you were there really kind of enjoying the music and dancing and the cast members. I will say this is the happiest, especially since COVID, this is the happiest I saw. I have the most incredible video of the cast members dancing with children. It was so cool. They were jumping, pumping, and of course they're all young, so they all know all these techno songs that my old lady self had to go, had to probably Google. I wanted to know what half of them were, but they did play a good mix. I will say that they threw some oldies in there for us, older people.
So I haven't been in quite a while, but do they still have the Christmas tree walkthrough over at, was it at Disney Springs?
Yes, and I did that this year. Let me tell you.
Did you find them all?
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm pretty sure we saw them all. We have all the stickers. My complaint, and I know that we're not allowed to criticize Disney, but I think the person who designed the map had never actually been to Disney Springs. Because some of the buildings... were like, they were not connected. So my friend and I were walking around and it was so fun. I think it added an extra layer of fun. This building's not connected to that. How could that tree be over there? So I think the one thing we did miss and didn't see, and we did it at night, was there was a giant topiary of the Wish, I think, of the Disney cruise ship, that we somehow missed the topiary, but we saw everything else. And we were like, that's it. We're calling it a win.
Yeah, they used to stick it over like where Earl of Sandwich is, and it was kind of like on your way to Saratoga Springs. Like you had to really go out of your way. Yeah, yeah. Now you just kind of
there's one here, and one here, and one here.
Yeah, this was pretty spread out, and they were kind of tucked away. And then Dirty Pool, there were other trees out that weren't part of this. Like there were...
I'm going to walk way over there to that tree.
Tree, and that's not the tree because there's other decorations out there that are not part of this. It was a lot of fun, but we did encounter a lot of other people. I think it was the last night you were able to do it. I don't know what the prize was because we never bothered to try and turn it. We just wanted to see everything. So I couldn't tell you that, but the people we were running into were like, do you know where this is? And we're like, look, we've got... And Tracy and I were like, we have no idea. I just can tell you that that's the Mulan tree, Moana tree. And then over there but some of them were really neat. The Haunted Mansion tree is always amazing. There's a lot of creativity that goes into those trees. And I love that they do that because it's probably even more fun if you live in the area in the community and you can bring your kids down there.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay to get in a park. It's free to go to Disney Springs. So
yes.
Which is also like, you know, you can do that with the resorts too. You can go resort hopping. You can check out the decorations and the, you know, carousel, the gingerbread house. There's a lot of cool stuff they do at the resort. And
this year, I'm so glad you brought that up because this year I almost forgot to mention it. I didn't realize they had special seasonal cocktails at the gingerbread house. Area. I don't know if this is the first year they did that, or if they've always been there and I just never noticed because I was always about the cookies.
They had hot chocolate before. I don't think they had cocktails.
No, they had a boozy. They had a boozy apple cider and a boozy hot chocolate, and they were very.
A new thing because I don't think they had that before.
Did you find like a glute wine anywhere? I mean, like
Glühwein.
Glühwein. I thought there was Glühwein at the little. I could be misremembering. That's something George's going to have to research for us, because I thought there was some in Germany, but I could be misremembering that.
I was going to say, if they didn't have it in Epcot, they're missing a. They're missing.
I would assume it would be in Germany.
I also went to a couple outdoor food markets in December in Denver when I visited my sister, and I know it was there, so I don't know if I'm remembering the wrong.
Yeah, I saw it in Pittsburgh too. Well, I was at Disneyland.
You did.
See how I did that? No, but when I was at Disneyland Paris, they had like little Christmas markets set up in the area where they had the Ratatouille ride, and they had that there too. It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have that. In over by Ratatouille here, but
so one more question about Epcot New Year's Eve: were all the rides open? Like, was the whole park open, or was it like extra magic hours kind of stuff?
I do believe I want to say there were rides open. We weren't doing them. I don't think they were open past midnight, though. I think after midnight it was just
drink a little more in the
and again I'm gonna need a fact checker on that, because I really wasn't there to do that, so I was more enjoying the fireworks and the music and the set design and kind of the show atmosphere. If there was something open, it probably would have been over in the future area. I'm not
so you don't know if like Ratatouille was open. Frozen ride.
I think Frozen was open. I know Frozen was open for a while because I think we rode that. I should ask Tracy.
It's okay if you don't remember that night.
I was drinking. It was New Year's Eve. Plus, I also had a client that had a major issue, so I was like on the phone with the suppliers on two phones.
the glamorous, very dedicated here.
Exactly. The glamorous travel agent life that nobody sees.
Yep.
I will say I think they had a little bit more this year. I feel like they're adding a little bit more, and I don't know. It's definitely something that'll be on my radar. I probably won't go do it every year because New Year's Eve is probably not the most economical time to go visit Disney World.
Maybe your husband wants to see you on New Year's Eve too.
Yeah, that's true. That too.
Nice. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.